little good news. Instead of spinning there stuck out in the weather.
Now, one of the first things that I want to remind you all of is that Stacey has shared with us this tremendous insight that luck is not luck. Luck has to do with work. It doesn't have to do with just sitting around hoping. It has to do with hoping and working. And she's sharing with us the four leaves of luck's clover, the first of which is courage. And we have three more.
Yes, indeed. So let's jump right into the last three. I can't believe that our time together is moving so quickly. We're having too much fun, Carl. That's the problem. So the next leaf is will. And will is very important. For me, it comes from being spiritually grounded and understanding that will, the will to live, the will to do, you get it when you understand that your life is bigger than you. When you understand that your life is bigger than you, that will that you need to pull from and understand the existence of simply rounds itself out with the effect that you have on everyone that knows you and loves you and those who need to know the value that you're bringing. So gonna have to stay in touch with me to get more on that, or will. And perseverance, I'm going to jump into, because that's the one, that's the key. And that is at the foundation of the book that's coming out, Perseverance. How do you still keep standing when everything comes up against you and can challenge you and makes you even shake and doubt your own self? That perseverance, the ability to stick it out, to not quit before your blessing, when the light is flickering at the end of the tunnel, to keep moving until you get there. It comes with building up a certain amount of muscle to come back again and again and again and again and again and again and not taking no for an answer. Defeat is not an option. And no matter how long it takes, slow and steady wins the race.
Wow. Stacey, slow and steady. You persevere again and again and again and again. And yet we know that we have to exercise something else that you mentioned to us a little earlier in the conversation, and that is faith. Can you share with us the relationship, or if there's a disconnect, the relationship between faith and perseverance? Do we need one? Do we need both?
For me, you need both, and that's what I share with those when I do this training and the talk, is because without faith, you know, faith is the evidence of things not seen. It's understanding that you're not always, it's not always going to be clear, but you have to have the faith in order to hold on and persevere. And if you don't have that faith, if you don't have that grounding, if you don't have the ability to reach inside of you, even when you don't want to get up. I mean, there are times, let's be real, Carl, we've all gone through phases in our lives where we just want to get back in bed, pull the covers over our head, and tell everybody to go kick rocks with open-toe shoes on. But the reality is that's not going to change our existence. It's not going to change our current circumstance. So holding on to the faith that things will get better. Let's go back to our dear president running this country. That's what this second election was all about. That, yes, it's not completely right. Yes, we're still in financial challenge and deficits, but have faith that we can move forward, that we can change. If everybody rolls up their sleeves, if everybody does their part, things can change. Without that faith, he would not be ready for his second inauguration in a few short days. It's about understanding that when you can hold on to the fact that your life is bigger than you, your purpose is worth more than you can even comprehend, you will hold on to that faith and you will persevere even through the darkest of times. Because as my pastor shared with me, the darkest hour is just before dawn. And 2013 is going to bring the dawn in your life.
I love that. I believe that, too.
Amen. So I'm a witness.
And so faith and perseverance are relatives. We need to both. We can't disconnect the two, get rid of one, and expect the other to pull the whole load.
Not at all. Has to be working hand in hand like a beautiful marriage. and then it rounds off itself with skill. You can't get better at what you're doing if you're not practicing, if you're not working, if you're not acquiring more knowledge, if you're not out there investing in yourself, investing in what you put in your mind, what you listen to, what you read, going after additional degrees or certifications or opening yourself to self-improvement programs. How can you grow? Would you want someone to operate on you if they went to medical school for one day?
Absolutely not.
Exactly. You want the expert. You want to be the expert when you offer whatever it is that you're bringing to our global marketplace. You want to invest the time, the energy, and the resources in developing the awesome skill set that you want to share with others. Without it, you leave yourself at a disadvantage. You create more challenge. You create more stress. And you block opportunities that could be there for you. So the key is that skill set. It's sharpening the saw, as Stephen Covey would say, working hard to improve. Because once there's breath, there's hope. Once there's hope, there's opportunity. And once there's opportunity, take action to succeed.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you, Carl. We're having too much fun. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to cry when we stop.
I cry with you because I'm enjoying this too. I mean, I'm really having fun. The four leaves of Lux Clover, courage. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now you've heard Stacy break this down for us. You give us the rest of them. I just told you courage. Give us the other three. What are they, ladies? What are they, gentlemen? Three more. One starts with a W. Another one starts with P. The fourth one starts with S. Yes, you got it. Courage, will, perseverance, and skill. I tell you what, I'll speak for a number of us. We are indebted to your grandmother and your great-grandfather for passing that down to you.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you very much. I will let Grandma know she is 95 and still here with me, so I'm very blessed.
Awesome.
To be able to still soak in that wisdom.
I hear you. Well, I got to ask you, because I know there are so many people who want to know. I'd like for you to talk with us again about more about the book, the CD, and if you could give everyone contact information, let them know how they can order the great products that you have to offer.
Oh, thank you, Carl. They can reach out to me at info@stacyncgrant.com. That's info@STACIENC, like North Carolina, Grant, Grant. .com. Go to the website at www.stacyncgrant.com. Connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. We're going to have a whole new look that's launching for the new year, so look out for that. And just because you're listening to Carl's show today, if you send an email to info@stacyncgrant.com, we will give you a 50% discount on the audio CD, The Four Leaves of Lux Clover, and add you to our mailing list for the launch of Action, Action Despite the Distraction.
Awesome. Any target dates, deadlines for the launch?
Valentine's for the love month.
I'm loving that.
So that is my goal. God might have something else in mind because clearly it's not about me. So we will see, but that is the goal. Stay posted with you and your show, and I know you'll share with the listeners. It's been an awesome privilege and a pleasure for me to be here with you. I thank Wade Randolph for introducing me to the phenomenal Carl Thornton Jr. Thank you for having me, and Dwight, pleasure. You're a hard act to follow.
Well, I tell you what, I believe Dwight would agree with you. You have really helped to make this an awesome, awesome day of motivation. Tremendous time of inspiration. Thank you so much for having shared your insights and your energy with us. You've made this a great day.
Thank you, Carl, and God bless you. And I know 2013 is going to be on this show because you're going to new levels, my brother.
I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it. It's happening. It's a matter of time this year, y'all, to be looking for it. Thank you so much, Stacy NC Grant. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all, please grab hold of something that she shared with us today. You know I love it when you grab hold of those insights, you grab hold of those motivational nuggets and apply them to your lives. That's what this is all about. That's one of the greatest ways that you let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.
Never again. get better.